It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A gunman opened fire from a hotel room above a packed outdoor concert in Las Vegas, killing at least 59 people and wounding 527 others in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. The man who carried out the shooting was a retired accountant with a taste for high-stakes poker who had moved to Nevada just a couple of years ago. Police also found two tripods positioned at the hotel windows in what appeared to be a fully equipped sniper's nest to take better aim at the crowd below. Investigators have confirmed that they're looking into the gunman's gambling habits and reviewing recent transfers of thousands of dollars involving the suspect and links to gambling activities. The shooter's brother spoke to the media and said he's just as surprised as we are.
Sorry, I was not firing. Try it again.
We have absolutely no idea whatsoever. We have no idea why he did this. And that's what you're going to find out is I can't imagine. When you guys find out why this happened, let us know. I have no idea whatsoever.
President Trump addressed the country from the White House, calling the attack an act of pure evil and ordering flags flown at half staff. He thanked first responders and said he would visit Vegas tomorrow. Miley Cyrus performed the climb last night in honor of the victims.
We're always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. It don't matter how fast I get there.
After a day of confusion, it is official. Tom Petty is dead at age 66.
But she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
A spokesperson confirmed the news last night. Petty was found at his home Sunday night in full cardiac arrest and was placed on life support. His family decided to remove him from life support after doctors said he had no brain activity. By early afternoon yesterday, several media outlets reported that Tom had died because of misinformation from the LAPD. His daughter fired back at Rolling Stone that her dad was still alive, and fans clung to hope that maybe he would pull through. The manager of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released a statement last night. On behalf of the Tom Petty family, we are devastated to announce the untimely death of our father, husband, brother, leader, and friend, Tom Petty. He suffered cardiac arrest at his home in Malibu in the early hours of the morning and was taken to UCLA Medical Center but could not be revived. He died peacefully at 8:40 p.m., surrounded by family, his bandmates, and friends. Petty had just wrapped up his 40th anniversary tour with the Heartbreakers on September 25th at the Hollywood Bowl. Mariah Carey learned of the Las Vegas mass shooting during a live TV interview. The singer was promoting her Christmas tour when Good Morning Britain host Piers Morgan and Susanna Reid switched gears to speak about the tragedy.
It's terrible because people are just going out to listen to music and you know, that's what they want to do. And they're really, it's just, you know, they're out for the night and then something shocking like this happens and nobody could have expected it, and it's just wrong. I don't know what to say.
Some viewers have slammed the show for being, quote, inappropriate at the time of tragedy. Katy Perry honored the victims of the Las Vegas massacre during her concert in Madison Square Garden last night. She asked the crowd to introduce themselves to their seatmates and say, "I love you." Kanye West's childhood home in Chicago is abandoned and littered with trash after the rapper's charity bought it. The charity bought the home last November with plans to turn the building into a community arts incubator for at-risk youth, but now the home is barely inhabitable, surrounded by garbage, old fireworks, and broken glass. It is unclear why the home is now abandoned. And Taylor Swift sent several bouquets of flowers to the police station where the off-duty police officer that was killed in the Vegas shooting worked. Someone that works there posted a pic of one of the bouquets and captioned it, "Talk about a class act." Taylor Swift sent multiple bouquets of flowers and plants to our station as one of our off-duty officers was shot and killed in Vegas last night. This is one of the smaller arrangements. Beautiful flowers can bring a smile to anyone's face. Much respect. That's the garbage.